lot of that in the last several years connected with Vietnam, social change. And I found an awful lot of people, particularly younger people who were going to some training schools for journalism, were told that it was okay to be an activist journalist, to take a point of view in a straight news report. And that I don't like. That was the one change that I don't like at all. I found in the past few years that there would be some people who are television anchormen who would be writing pieces for magazines in which they'd say something critical of somebody, you know, a person in the news. And I thought that was outside the field. I thought that was out of bounds. I thought that if you were the anchorman, you should never do anything of a political position nature. You know what I mean? Say, this guy's a rat. In another media, like a magazine, and then go back to the same, like, sit down on television and expect people to believe that you weren't biased. I didn't like that at all. I think maybe we're getting away from that a little bit, but that's one of the things that really bothered me, along with a lot of other people, bothered about a lot of people in broadcasting. Well, somebody has to turn you on and have to know that you have no personal axe to grind outside of idiot things. You know, some things are idiot things. I don't mean politically. It's just idiotic things that happen. You can say, that's ridiculous. But you don't say that about politicians or political positions. You can't, because you've got people listening to you who don't agree with that, who have to take the other side, and you don't want them to go away or dislike you because, you know, you've lost them. The thing that really bothered me over the last few years was the so-called advocacy journalism, where somebody come on and say, I'm Joe Blow, and this is the news, and then give me an opinion. Instead of the news. You can always find somebody who will give you the opinion that you, if you really want to get the opinion on the air that you believe in, you can go call somebody up and he'll do it for you, right? But he did. You've got to keep your general sense of objectivity. That's really bothering me. The one that strikes me most is the night Robert Kennedy was shot. I was working at another radio station, and we had a line into Los Angeles. He had won the California primary. And they had just signed off. He had made his speech, and now on to whatever it was the next day he said. And I went in the back room, and then we had resumed the regular programming, which was music at that stage. And then all of a sudden, the line came up again from the fellas who were in the hotel, and they were screaming to get back on the air. And we had to go back in, fade the music, which was a disc jockey was doing, and say, and in remembering that John Kennedy had been shot, and Martin Luther King had been shot, and all the other things, you know, of those times, and that you couldn't say Robert Kennedy has been shot just like that. I couldn't because I thought that would be too much of a shock for people to hear, you know. So I had to come in and say, we're going to go back to Los Angeles. There is a commotion in the hotel, and in a kind of a wistful way, you know, say, there's a report that somebody has been shot. So you had to lead him back to it. So you didn't kill people with the shock of it. I really felt that way. That was the one that bothered me the most. And then we gave the line back, and they went on and did the reports from Los Angeles. So we weren't directly involved. But just prepping the audience for that going to happen, you know, was a very tough thing, I thought, for me to do.